Chapter 6. The day of the Count of Monte Cristo's dinner party arrived. The whole house had been decorated for the party. Only the back garden and a small bedroom hadn't been decorated. Maximilian Morel was the first guest to arrive at the house. Then Danglars, Eugenie, Madame Danglars and Lucien arrived. Next came the two men who Edmund was paying to pretend to be the man and his son. The moment that Edmund introduced the two men to Danglars, Danglars became very interested in them. He was even more interested when he discovered that the son was looking for a wife in Paris. Villefort and his wife were the last of the guests to arrive at the dinner party. Bertuccio spied on the party. He was shocked when he saw Madame Danglars, and even more shocked when he saw Villefort. Bertuccio thought that he had killed Villefort when he rescued Benedetto from being buried. When he was able to attract Edmund's attention, he called his master over and told him, "That woman who calls herself Madame Danglars, she was the woman that Villefort used to meet in this house. I cannot believe that she is here and that Villefort is alive." "Villefort was only hurt when you attacked him," Edmund explained. "But sir, that man there, the son of the man from Italy, that is Benedetto," Bertuccio cried. "Your adopted son who killed your sister-in-law?" Edmund asked. "Yes, that's him," Bertuccio said. "It is time to eat now, but do not worry. My plan is working," Edmund replied. The guests all sat down to dinner. Once it was finished, Edmund led all of his guests to the small bedroom that hadn't been decorated. "The first time that I stepped into this room, I knew that something terrible had happened here. I imagined that a mother had just given birth to a baby and that the father took the child down the stairs," Edmund said. Then he left the room and his guests followed. He led them to the back garden, to the tree, where Bertuccio had seen Villefort, who was trying to bury the baby. "While I was working in this garden, I found the skeleton of a baby that was buried here," Edmund said, pointing at the very spot Bertuccio had told him about. Madame Danglars and Villefort both looked very pale. Edmund decided that he had punished them both as much as he wanted to for the evening. He led his guests away from the back garden to the main house for coffee. As the guests left the garden, Villefort grabbed hold of Madame Danglars' arm and whispered, "I must talk to you tomorrow." At the end of the dinner party, all of the guests left Edmund's house. Benedetto was the last to leave. As he was getting into his carriage, Benedetto was stopped by a man that he knew from earlier in his life. It was Caderousse. He had escaped from prison and had been searching for Benedetto. "What are you doing here? You are supposed to spend the rest of your life in prison," Benedetto said. "I escaped. These people think you are someone that you are not. I will tell them everything unless you give me 200 francs a month," Caderousse said. Benedetto was worried that Caderousse would ruin his new job and the money he was being paid for it. He agreed to do whatever Caderousse wanted. When the Danglars family and Lucien got back to the house, Lucien and Madame Danglars went to bed. A few minutes later, Danglars burst into the room. "Lucien, you will leave now," Danglars said. Lucien and Madame Danglars were both shocked. Danglars had never stopped them before. Lucien left quickly. "What is going on?" Madame Danglars asked. "I know that he gives you information on stocks that you give to me. I know that you give him some of the money we earn from that information. I am happy for you to do whatever you like with him, as long as it makes me money. But the last piece of information he gave us cost me 1,000,000 francs. Now he is costing me money instead of making me money. Until he makes me money again, he isn't welcome here. I know about all the men you have loved in your life, even those that you had when you were married before. I also know that you were the woman who had the child that the Count of Monte Cristo was talking about. I know that Villefort was the father of that baby and that your first husband killed himself instead of living with the shame." Danglars growled and left his wife to worry about what would happen to her. The next day, Danglars went to visit the Count of Monte Cristo to ask about Benedetto. "My friend, I want him to marry my daughter. He is richer than Albert is. Albert's father, Fernand, is not really a nobleman. He used to be a fisherman, and no one knows how he managed to get all his money," Danglars told Edmund. "I once heard about a man called Fernand who had something to do with the nobleman Ali Pacha in Greece," Edmund lied. "I heard something about that too," Danglars admitted. "Could you ask your friends in Greece to find out more? I am sure they would know about Ali Pacha," Edmund said. "That is a very good idea. I will send them a message today. If you can help me with the marriage of my daughter, I would be very grateful," Danglars said, and left Edmund in his house. While Danglars was visiting with Edmund, Madame Danglars went to see Villefort at his office. She was very annoyed at having to think about the terrible events of the past again. "Monte Cristo lied to us yesterday," Villefort told her. "What are you talking about?" Madame Danglars asked crossly. "When I was burying the child, I was attacked by a man named Bertuccio. He stole the box with the child in. If the child was dead, he would have taken the box with the baby in to the police. They would have sent me to prison for murder. The baby must still be alive," Villefort explained. "You're right. What are we going to do? Monte Cristo knows what we did, and he must know where the child is now. We are both in great danger," Madame Danglars cried. "That is true. I promise I will find out as much as I can about the Count of Monte Cristo and how he knows so much about our past," Villefort said, and Madame Danglars left his office. Later that day, Albert went to visit Edmund to invite him to the summer ball that his family always held. Edmund agreed to attend. Villefort wasted no time in trying to discover who the Count really was. He discovered that two men living in Paris were old friends of the Count. One was called Abbé Busoni, and the other was an English lord. Villefort sent the police to talk to Abbé Busoni about the Count. Edmund, disguised as Abbé Busoni, met the police and answered their questions. "Yes, I have known the Count for years. He is the son of a rich shipbuilder. He only has one enemy. An English lord who is living in Paris," Edmund said. When the police told Villefort what they had discovered, Villefort decided to go to see the English lord himself. He didn't recognize Edmund in his disguise of the English lord. Villefort asked him about the count. The count made a fortune when he discovered a silver mine in the Middle East, Edmund said. Do you know why he bought his house in Paris? Villefort asked. The count was hoping to dig up a mineral spring in the area, Edmund replied. Villefort was very relieved. He thanked the English lord and left. When the day of the summer ball arrived, the Count of Monte Cristo was the centre of attention. Everyone wanted to talk to him. Mercedes was watching Edmund very carefully. She was still the only person who knew who he really was. She noticed that he wasn't drinking or eating anything at the ball. She decided to take Edmund into the garden and tried to get him to eat some fruit from the trees. When Edmund refused to eat, she became very upset. She knew that there was a custom in the Middle East. Those that eat and drink together under the same roof are eternal friends. By refusing to eat or drink, he was showing that he was an enemy of her family. The two stayed in the garden together. They talked about their past together by telling stories to each other. Neither one ever said they knew who the other was. At the end of their conversation, Mercedes asked Edmund, "Are you my friend or my enemy?" "I will always consider you my friend," he promised her. As the two went back inside, Villefort arrived at the ball. He brought terrible news. The Marquis de Saint Méran is dead, and his wife is very ill, Villefort announced. Valentine was very upset. She went to see her grandmother. "I am going to die. I saw a white figure last night. It came to my bed and moved the glass on the table," Valentine's grandmother told her. "Grandmother, you aren't going to die," Valentine told her. "I am, and before I die, I want you to get married. The day that Franz gets back to France, you will marry him," her grandmother told her. Valentine didn't know what to say to her grandmother. She wanted to tell her how much she loved Maximilian and wanted to marry him. But Valentine knew that her grandmother would never let her marry a man from a common family. Valentine left the house feeling very sad. She found Maximilian waiting for her outside. "Valentine, Franz has come back to Paris. I want you to run away with me," he told her. Valentine didn't know what to do, but after Maximilian begged her, Valentine agreed. He took her home so that she could pack her things. Maximilian went to his house to get his own things. He agreed to meet Valentine that night so they could run away. When Maximilian came back to get Valentine, she wasn't there. He panicked and crept towards the house to find her. As he got nearer to the house, he could hear Villefort talking to a doctor. Valentine's grandmother was dead, and she had been poisoned with the medicine that Noirtier took to help cure his paralyzed body. When Noirtier took the poison in small amounts, he could talk again. Maximilian crept into the house and found Valentine with Noirtier. "Maximilian, this is my grandfather," Valentine told him. "My granddaughter tells me that you are running away together." "You don't need to. I have a plan to stop her marrying Franz," Noirtier said. Valentine and Maximilian agreed to trust Noirtier. After the funeral of Valentine's grandfather and grandmother, Franz came to the house to marry Valentine. Noirtier called him into his room. Barrois, I want you to take the papers out of the drawer, Noirtier told his servant. Barrois did as he was told and gave the papers to Franz. What is this? Franz asked. It is proof that your father wasn't assassinated. I killed him in a duel, Noirtier said. Villefort ran out of the room so that he wouldn't kill his father. Franz didn't know what to say. Valentine ran out of the house to find Maximilian and tell him that she could marry him. While Valentine went to find Maximilian, Noirtier wrote a new will leaving all his money to Valentine.